Grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If you would like to this morning, if you would take out your bulletin and turn to the Old Testament reading, that will be the basis for our message this day. Because it's one of those stories, well, like a lot of stories in the Bible, where there's more than meets the eye. So we're going to spend a little bit of time this morning going over probably one of the greatest stories of faith you will ever hear. So first off, how many of you are familiar with this story of Abram? Raise your hand. You've heard it before. All right. So a question then to begin with. Was God asking too much? Was God asking too much of Abram? Let's think about it. Imagine you're Abram, especially you men today. Not going to single out the women, but men, you're Abram. Okay? So one day, God comes up to you. So imagine God just coming right up to you. Hey, Abram, it's God. I'm sure we're all going to answer how. Yes, Lord. Right? With a big smile on our faces. Yes, Lord. And God looks at you and goes, I haven't said anything yet. But now that I got your attention, that I got that smile on your face, here's what I want you to do. Abram, I'm going to send you and your family on a little journey. Now, men, what's the first question we're going to ask God? Well, Lord, where are we going? God's reply, I'll let you know when you get there. Now, if you think that conversation could be a little uncomfortable, men, trust me, that's the easy conversation. The conversation with God is easy. Men, now you have to go home and tell your wife. A lot of the men right now are starting to smile and they're starting to shake in their boots. So let's just kind of, figure this one out in our heads. So Abram goes up to Sarai and says, honey, let's go and live somewhere else. Now, if I was Abram and I went up to my wife and said, honey, let's go live somewhere else, I don't know if she'd be too upset with me. She'd probably ask me a very simple question, though. What do you think that question would be? Where? Hi, honey, I don't know yet. Well, what's our home going to look like? I don't know that either. Uh-huh. You see? You see the angst that God put Abram in? So again, the question is, was God asking too much of Abram? Well, for you and I think the answer was probably going to be yes, if we were Abram. But the answer from Abram to God was no. And we know that because Moses, who would write Genesis later on, simply states, so Abram left as the Lord had told him. That's it. So Abram left as the Lord had told him. It seems incredible. It seems amazing. It seems downright foolish. It's like a man who's nearing 40 years old, who one day walks up to his wife and says, "Honey, what do you think about me changing my careers of nearly 20 years? Huh? Yeah, I had this thought. What if we sell our house? What if we take our kids out of the school district? And I got an idea. Let's move to St. Louis, Missouri." What's in St. Louis? They call the thing a seminary. I did it. I'm still standing here today. People don't do that, though, do they? People at 40 years of age don't just pick up their family and move them on a whim. Abram, at 75 years of age, don't do things like that. So why? What could it possibly been that made Abram pick up his family and hit the road? Well, the answer to that question, and actually the key to Abram's entire life, is found in our epistle reading for this day from Romans 4:3, in just three very simple words. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. Before the first tent stake was pulled, God made a promise to Abram. I'll take that back. He didn't make one promise. He made seven promises. And if you look at your own reading testament for today, we're going to point them out to you. God promised Abraham that he would show him a land in which he would live. Promise number one. Promise number two, he would make him a great nation. That he would bless him. That he would make his name great. That he would bless those who blessed Abram. That he would curse those who cursed Abram. A land to which they were going would become the land of Abram's offspring. And because God made those promises, Abram believed that God would fulfill every single one of them. In other words, Abram took God at his word. And God, on the other hand, expected Abram to believe, not on the basis of sight or feeling. God had spoken to Abram, and for God, that was good enough. God's word is enough. And it was good enough for Abram, too. But now Abram, yes, the father, if you will, of faith, is true. But Abraham was still a human being, wasn't he? And being human, he was also sinful. Now, if you listened, as Kathy read the Old Testament reading, you heard those wonderful promises that God made to Abram. But did you ever hear where God fulfilled those promises? He didn't. He made them, but yet he didn't tell Abram when they were going to be fulfilled. In a sense, he left Abram hanging. And that often frustrated both Abram and Sarai. So again, was God asking too much of them? Well, at times I think the answer is yes, and we know that from the story of Abram and Sarai. At times they took matters into their own hands just to make sure that those promises from God would be fulfilled their own way. For example, God promised Abram that he would be the father of many nations. But yet Abram had a problem, one very major problem. Abram and Sarai could not have children. So Abram and Sarai derived the plan to have children through an illegitimate relationship. And we know how that all turned out. But despite their weaknesses, God was not about to go back on the promises he made to Abram. And so finally, when Abram turns 100, God provides a child. Just think, men, we still got a few years to go yet. As your wife now slugs you in your shoulder and says, don't even think about it. God makes a promise. God keeps it. God made promises to you and I too. And he plans on keeping every one of them. But yeah, we're just like Abraham and Sarai, aren't we? God makes promises to us. But yet God doesn't always tell us when those promises are going to be fulfilled. And so we're left hanging. And we fail to take God at his word. Oh, we try to cling to those promises of God, but when we don't see them materialize in our lives as quickly as we want, we start to question if God has forgotten about us. When it comes to those who deserve God's attention and God's promises, I wonder at times if we don't feel like we're not as good as Abraham was. Here's a man who is willing to sacrifice his son because God asked him to. Would you be able to do that? Would you be willing to give up your child's life, or for that matter, your own life, because God asked you to? Right, think about that. Seriously, think about that for a moment. Would you take God at his word that he would protect you, that he would take care of you? Does God ask too much of us at times? Well, I think the answer is no. And you know that too. Do we deserve God's love? Do we deserve God's promises? I think we know that answer, don't we? And that answer is no. Who was Abram before God entered his life? Now, he was just another person who didn't know who God truly was. But when God entered his life, everything changed for Abram, just like when God called you to be his child through baptism, everything changed for you too. Yes, God used Abraham, just like God used the likes of Moses and David and Jacob and all those other heroes of the Bible to accomplish his will here on earth. But does that make him better than us? We may think so, but God doesn't. For what did Jesus tell Nicodemus in our gospel lesson for today? For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. God did not send his only son to just save a few. But God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. The promise that God made in the garden to send a Savior was a promise from God to all of his creation. A promise God will fulfill through the death and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. I read a devotion this past week after I had already written my sermon for today, and I think it's fitting for today when we talk about promises that God has made and how God sent the Son to save all of mankind. And the devotion was, do we pray for everyone? Do we want everyone to be saved? Well, I think we answer yes, don't we? We say, of course. We pray for everyone. We want everyone to be saved. But do we? Or do we single out a few people that we may not want to be saved, may not want to pray for? God wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. And for that to happen, that means that you and I need to take the gospel message and share it with everyone. But is God asking too much of us to do that? Yes, there are times when sharing the gospel message with people is going to be very challenging. They're not going to want to hear it. They may get mad at you. But think about it this way. At least God hasn't come up to you yet and asked you to pack your bags. Well, at least not yet. Think back to the promises that God made to you to take care of you. He has. Oh, yeah, he may not have taken care of you the way you wanted to be taken care of, but yet God has taken care of you. He made a promise to save you from your sins. He did. But yet there's one more promise that we're waiting for. That is the promise of Christ returning to take us home with him. That too will be fulfilled. Because God said it. And because God said it, that's all we need. Amen.